This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
All right, before we get into the communists and paid and who's doing the paying and why they're doing the paying and what the actual angle is on all this, I have an angle. I want you to go to jessekelly.com so I can send you a free book. It's free. I understand that in this day and age, you're understandably cynical. It can't be free. What's the catch? He's going to send me a newsletter every week or something. It's nothing like that at all. I wrote a little red book with some thoughts on communism and America and Republicans and Democrats. It's 93 pages, just a little booklet. We just wanted to send it to people for free. Something, call it a, I hate using this term, sounds like a hippie term, a passion project. Oh man, I feel icky. It's a passion project. You just go to jessekelly.com, put in your email address, and we'll send it to you. That's it. All right? All right. Money. Money is one of those things that, it's a funny thing. You hang around rich people, or maybe you read stories about rich people, or we're watching on the news about rich people. And sometimes, maybe this occurs to you, it certainly occurs to me, that you can just buy almost anything in life. Now, you can't buy true love and stuff like that, not to quote the Beatles, but you can just buy whatever. If you have enough money, I've heard of celebrities, they rent out theme parks for themselves. Imagine, you're at Six Flags and the whole thing is yours. No lines, no nothing. You can just buy, you can buy friends. You can buy girlfriends. Private jet, you can just buy things. And political agitation, political movements can be purchased. No different than a historical story of a king or a general buying mercenaries to fight his wars for him. Political movements can be purchased. And we tend to ignore this fact when we see people doing crazy thing in the things in the streets. We automatically assume, well, people are crazy. Why are they acting so crazy? And of course, there are some crazies, and we'll get to that. But so many of these people are just paid. Maybe you're curious how so many people could march out into the streets and start saying, pause for a moment, the Gestapo. What were the Gestapo? Hitler had several, it was one of Hitler's street enforcement groups. There was an organized group, and he would find targets, and the Gestapo would go out and beat them and kill them. That's what they did. Hitler was out there killing and maiming his political enemies. Obviously a very evil group, did very, very evil things. How could any right-thinking American, whatever you think about deportations, I love them, of course, but whatever you think about deportations, how could so many people call ICE the Gestapo?
This is Gestapo-like behavior.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
When you compare the old films of the Gestapo grabbing people off the streets of Poland, it does look like a Gestapo operation.
You posted on social media that, quote, ICE is acting like a terrorist force.
ICE agents, they are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
But this terror campaign of having masked people rolling up in vans, but we also have to talk about the agents themselves that are carrying the...
Crazy? How could so many people say that and believe that? Well, they don't. Are there some who do? Of course, but most of these people don't believe that. So you, when you try to argue with them, that's nothing like the Gestapo. You notice you haven't moved them at all, right? Well, you know why you haven't moved them? They're just simply mercenaries. They're paid. Now, who's doing the paying and why? Well, we have communist billionaires like the George Soros types are well documented. Many of them have come out on camera and said it. They are interested in tearing down the United States of America. They believe America is evil. Foreign and domestic powerful communists are out to destroy the country and along the way get some more money and power for themselves. But money, when you have billions and billions at your disposal, money can buy you whatever you want. It can buy you street animals. Lonely, bored, broke, drug addicted, violent, miserable people, maybe old and retired, nothing else to do that day. They would like a check, and if you pay them, they'll march out in the streets and say whatever you want them to say. I know it's hard to accept this, but if I wanted to organize a street protest in front of the local Red Lobster, telling them I want more Cheddar Bay biscuits for everyone, not that I would do such a thing, I could do it. It would just take money. I'd have to go down to the bank and see if I had enough funds. If I didn't, I'd have to take out a loan, and then I just have to find a bunch of bored losers and pay them, and they'll go do it. People will do anything for money. Remember this segment from Laura Ingraham?
Shame.
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
Shame. Shame. I'm getting paid right now. Shame. Shame.
That's not the only time that's ever happened. People who've admitted this on camera, sometimes they have a little bit of an honest moment and say, no, I'm paid. I'm paid to be here. But here's the thing. The reason we talk about this so often is the communists can't afford most people knowing that. They don't want you to know that. When the communist pays these people to go out and make their signs and do their chants and do all the stupid stuff they do, he needs you to think it's real, to think it's organic. He needs you to look around and say to family and friends, wow, Americans, they really hate these deportations, or whatever the cause may be. And as we now are digging through the books and we have more and more wonderful independent journalists, we have a Trump administration who's starting to dig into this stuff. As we find out more and more about this dark cabal of communist paid protesters, the communists are mortally afraid that this information will get out there. And that's why you have guys like Jimmy Kimmel on television saying this.
These are not paid agitators. These are concerned Americans. If they're paid agitators, by the way, prove it. You keep saying they're paid agitators. Prove it.
Oh, we know they're paid. And why would he say something like prove it? Well, that's another part of this. The people who set up these communist networks, who pay these people, they're wealthy. All this money flows down from the uber, uber wealthy communists. Again, the George Soros types. I keep using his name, but there are several of them. Singham, there are many, foreign and domestic. But they have tons of money. You know what else money can buy you? Not just Six Flags and a private jet and a girlfriend. Money buys you the best attorneys on the planet, the best accountants on the planet. Guy like George Soros doesn't wake up one day and walk down to the street corner with a fat wad of Benjamins and start handing it out to a bunch of dorks to go protest. There are all kinds of legal ramifications or potential legal ramifications for something like that. No, you have to set up a web, if you will, of organizations. Some nonprofit, some for-profit, non-government organizations. So this nonprofit funds this nonprofit who has this nonprofit underneath it. And all this is done with the help of $2,000 an hour attorneys to ensure that you can't travel down that rabbit hole all the way to the bottom. You know how I know this? Because I've been doing media for 7 years. Before that, I had a very normal life. But for about 7 years, I've been doing media. And because I'm interested in exposing and understanding this communist network, I have had expert after expert after expert on this show and my radio show wanting to know, tell me about the dark money. Tell me about the network. Tell me about the web. What does it look like? And they can expose a lot, and they have exposed a lot, but they always run into a wall. A legal wall where they can't find any more information. What you're seeing is not organic. What you're seeing is paid for, organized. But we should also say this. Broken people, weak people, stupid people, they can succumb to the propaganda from paid organizers. The East Germans used to do this all the time when they would create communist protests in West Germany. they would send paid people. They would pay a small cabal of people to go out and rabble rouse. But then you would have stupid, weak people rally around them who would become true believers. You see this nurse in Chicago?
Remember how much power nurses have in this country? One of our own was just murdered in the street. So, we might be able to stop this somehow.
I would really suggest to all the healthcare organizations out there that if you have knowingly MAGA employees, that you terminate them. They're not safe people to take care of other people. You can't have people who have open racism in the healthcare system. I mean, we already know that exists, because if you're a black woman in healthcare, you know. But if you're openly MAGA at this point and you're supporting the murdering of people, you don't deserve to be in healthcare. You should have your license removed.
I would encourage you to do something. If you are ever in a hospital in need of care,
and somebody talks like this and does this thing,
you should really request a new nurse, because you have no earthly idea what that person might do to you for your political beliefs. Either way, that's just a weak, stupid communist who's mentally broken. So he's succumbed to all the paid agitation. So the billionaires create the organizations. The organizations pay and train communist street animals. The communist street animals put out all kinds of endless propaganda. And then eventually you get Nurse Chad, or whatever his name is, talking on video about how we have to fight back. That's how it actually works. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Chalk got in front of me because Chalk was out there loudly saying, social distance? What? This is bonkers. What are we doing? Take your stupid mask off. And I thought, who are these guys? Found out they're hardcore anti-communists. And then I found out that taking a male vitality stack from Chalk every day, by the way, they have female vitality stacks, male vitality stack from Chalk every day keeps the doctor away. That's why I do it. It's not that I just am full of energy now. It's not that my mood is wonderful now. I am so grateful that I discovered Chalk. 4 years now with a male vitality stack flowing through my veins. Try it. You are 90 days away from feeling like a new person. And when you do see the doctor, he's going to say, oh my gosh, your blood work. Chalk.com/JesseTV. We'll be back. So I'm just like you when it comes to politics and where we are in the country. I have my days where I am bright and sunny. I have my days, my moments where I'm despondent. I'm ashamed to admit this, but I'll admit it to you, it's you and me talking. I have days where I carry it home with me, where I'm watching the news, this scandal and that thing, and I walk in the door, wife's there, kids there, and it's like I bring a dark cloud with me. It sucks, right? So I have my days too. I'm not telling you not to have those days. It's gonna happen when you care about the country, when you're informed about things going on. It's gonna happen, all right? But I'm gonna use an analogy I've used many times before, because the more I use it, the more I like it, the more appropriate it seems. If you think about our country, we'll make this just about the federal government for now, as a skyscraper. You've seen a skyscraper, but you know what they are. And of course, floors to the skyscraper. And every floor, there are different offices, and some offices are better than others. You got that? Think about our country like that skyscraper. A long, long, long time ago, decades ago, the communists decided they needed to infiltrate that skyscraper. Their intention was to rise from the bottom floor all the way up to the penthouse and occupy every office in between. They wanted it all so they could carry out the communist revolution from inside the government. And for decades, they've been doing it. Obviously, they advance, they get promoted up the floors faster when a Democrat is president. But Republicans are useless and weak, so Sometimes they get promoted when a Republican's president, but they hardly ever get fired. So if you've advanced a few floors up when a Democrat was president, Republican gets in and he pats you on the head and says everything's okay. Now, you and I, we are discovering every day, courtesy of the Trump administration, we do have to give them credit for this, every day it seems like we open up an office on the 13th floor, on the 25th floor, on the 52nd floor, and we think, oh my gosh, there's a dirty communist in here. Why is this communist in here? And some of them, for the first time in a long time, some of them are being told, pack up your stuff and get out. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. However, there's a lot of them there. Communists have been working their way through the office, through every floor, and working their way up for decades, and they're not all gone today. They still are there holding critical positions of power, and the truth is it's going to take time to get them all out. You see the latest from James O'Keefe. This is an FBI official.
I am a security specialist at the FBI. So I do background checks, investigations, that type of stuff. I've been working there for 5 years now.
So you don't think there's going to be any, like, major arrests, like with Trump Tower and
no.
The FBI?
No. Also, nobody, I don't think anybody would ever go to prison.
Do you think they're going to arrest the people, like, that are dealing with the daycare stuff?
I think by the time that case is done, even being, like, looked at, being ready to go to court, Trump won't even be in office anymore. Like, they would most likely be thrown out very quickly. Fraud cases like that, like money stuff,
yeah.
Years, literal years of time. They're going to try and pin it on somebody. I was under Biden first.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Was it different? No.
Way different. Everything was better.
Really? Yeah.
Everything just felt better. People were happier.
That's a communist. He's at the FBI. He was happy under Biden because he could use his powers at the FBI more freely against his political enemies and to aid his political friends. Now, I should note that that man has been walked out of the FBI, but this is not a one-off. James O'Keefe, God bless him, has caught 7 people to date, FBI DOJ officials. And these people, they're not just there sitting in the office, not just there just going about their business. Because they're communists, they believe they are supposed to use their position, whatever floor they're in, whatever office they're in at that floor, they believe they are supposed to use their position as part of the revolution. They will admit it on camera.
Christy, know him?
Yeah.
So the secretaries can set the priorities for the department, but they can't actually tell us what to do. We don't agree with those priorities. There's a lot of room for interpretation in terms of how we interpret what those priorities do. The truth is, we don't let them get in our way.
Okay, good.
You're hearing like the real time from like, we don't let them get in our way. And frankly, that's actually, I would argue, I'm not even being an asshole, I would argue that's my job.
That's my job. My job is to protect the revolution. Not to do what I'm told by the boss, the Trump administration. I'm a communist. I have achieved power in that skyscraper. And every single day, I do whatever I can do to aid the revolution. There's a lot of these people still in the government. And it can get disheartening if you think it's just going to change like that, because the federal government does not work like a business does, small or large business, where you identify a problem, somebody's defined the boss, and too bad, so sad, we'll have security escort you out of the building, you are gone. That is sadly not the way the federal government works. These people burrow themselves in there, and it takes a long time to get them out. We are fighting a counter-revolution. The revolutionaries have been the only ones fighting for years and years and years, working their way up the skyscraper, working their way, worming their way through critical institutions in this country, and it's going to take years to root them out. if you think about the Trump administration, the second Trump administration, as the end-all, be-all, the last chance we have, this is the only chance we have to get all these people out, you are going to be disappointed and outraged every single day. When something good happens, you're never going to be happy. Oh, we still have this, and we still have that. When you understand that the Trump administration is just step one, that's it. It's just step one. We have 100 more steps, 1,000 more steps we have to take. This next 3 years, it's just step one. Starting to get this one out. Starting to get that one out. Starting to reform that. Starting to reform that. The counter-revolution is just starting. We are going to have so many landmines thrown in front of us. We're going to have so many critically important battles we will lose. This latest thing with the Haitians, we were finally ready to get some Haitians out of our freaking country and back to the dump where they came from. And surprise, surprise, a Joe Biden judge stepped in and stopped it all. No. They have to stay here. Bring me a new cat. It's disheartening if you don't understand what we're dealing with. We are fighting against a decades-long communist revolution. We are the counter-revolutionaries, and stopping this madness will take time. Not saying don't get angry. Get angry. Get loud. Do not lose heart. All right? Hopefully that did not make you uncomfortable, but I am right. I have the most beautiful thing in the world in my house. You want to know what it is? So we have this sink, and we have a cupboard above the sink. Only I can reach it, although my boys are getting taller. If you open up this cupboard above my sink, it's just massa chips. I can picture it right now. It's just massa chips. It's these amazing corn chips that are not bad for you, because I'm such a chip freak, as you know. But you can't eat the chips out of the store. They're just terrible for you. Massa chips aren't bad for you. It's just salt and beef tallow and corn, and they have habanero. They have lime. Really, I've been loving the lime ones with the little hot sauce. They have, if you're like in a dessert mood, they have a churro. But in this cupboard, it's just massa chips. And it's all massa chips in the cupboard. It's beautiful. You want something beautiful like that in your house? Consider it a decoration of sorts. Go get some massa chips. You'll be able to eat a whole bag, not feel bad about yourself, not feel all bloated, just satisfied with yummy chips. MassaChips.com/JesseTV. So we're going to cover something, and we're going to keep covering it over and over and over again on this show. And I don't think it's meant to inspire you. Maybe it does. It's certainly not meant to dishearten you, but maybe it does. It's just meant to explain why we are where we are. How is it possible that we have two major political parties, which sucks, but Democrats and Republicans, and of course Republicans suck, but we'll get to that another time. Democrats, the modern day Democrat Party, not your dad's Democrats, the modern day Democrat Party. They are insanely out of touch with almost every American on the issues, and yet it's half the country. After the midterms, they're probably going to have the House, possibly even the Senate. There are all these states that are run top to bottom by Democrats, but they're not popular with their views. How could that be? Voter ID is actually a great example of this. Of course, the media will sell this to you as some racist thing, but voter ID, we have all the poll numbers, and it's always been this way, by the way. Voter ID, should you have to show an ID to vote, is insanely popular across the board. Maybe you're sitting there saying, well, with Republicans. No. With independents, popular. With Democrats, popular. Okay, but it must just be white people. Nope, also wrong. Demographically, white, black, Latino, popular across the board. Maybe just men. Nope. Men, women, popular across the board. Everyone wants it. 70-some percent in general want it. Democrats? Well, here's Chuck Schumer talking about it.
polling does suggest, there's a new Pew Research poll, that 95% of Republicans, but also 71% of Democrats like this idea. So why do you not?
It's Jim Crow 2.0. And I called it Jim Crow 2.0, and the right wing went nuts all over the internet. That's because they know it's true. What they're trying to do here is the same thing that was done in the South for decades to prevent people of color from voting. For instance, if you change, you're a woman who got married and change your last name, you won't be able to show ID and you'll be discriminated against. If you can't find a birth certificate or a proper ID, you'll be discriminated against. This is vicious and nasty. And I said to our Republican colleagues, it will not pass the Senate. You will not get a single Democratic vote in the Senate. We're not reviving Jim Crow all over the country.
Okay, let's skip past all the Jim Crow stupidity. We won't get a single Democrat vote in the Senate, and yet it's an 80-20 issue? 70-30? But no Democrat will support it. Why? Well, let's talk about the C part of FFC. Cheating in elections. Democrats cheat all the time. Every chance they get, they will cheat, come up with fraudulent votes in order to ensure they win elections. They don't care about the poll numbers. If they can't have cheating in elections, their power goes away completely. Let's talk about one of the F's, fraud, foreigners, and cheating. Let's talk about the foreigners part of it. Another issue that unites almost every American, the deportation of foreigners, not just rapists, by the way. The deportation of foreigners is something that is a popular thing with Americans. Let's go back to the guy. Here's Chuck Schumer.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
It's not popular. The American people do not want amnesty. They want illegals deported. Why would you take that stand? Why would every Democrat support them? And remember, we're not just trying to pick on Chuck Schumer here, although that is a real good time. We are talking about top to bottom, every elected Democrat in the United States of America. Whether you are the local dog catcher, all the way up to Chuck Schumer himself, and every one of them in between, they all stand firmly on the 20% side of 80-20 issues. And yet, they have half the political power in the country? How is that possible? In a representative republic, how is that possible? Well, it's not. They cheat. They use fraud to pay off people for votes. Fraud, the money they steal from the taxpayer filters back to them. They bring in foreigners to make up for the fact that Americans hate their guts. And they cheat every single chance they get in every election. Without fraud, foreigners, and cheating, the Democrat Party disappears. It's gone. They would have to close the doors, rename it, rebrand it, and do something completely different. That's not meant to encourage or discourage you, but it's where we are. And credit to the Trump administration, more than any administration I've seen, they're going after all three things. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's never enough. But they are chopping away at the three pillars that hold the Democrat Party up. And that's a very good thing. All right? Hopefully that did not make you uncomfortable. How much do you spend every month on your cell phone bill? We had T-Mobile before we switched to Pure Talk. And I would get text notifications whenever it was time to pay the bill. And I swear, every month I would look a bit, what? $140? I remember just being floored at how much money we were spending. Eventually, I would think it was over $200. That's bonkers. Pure Talk, when we switched, our bill got cut clean in half. You want to do that? You want to switch to the cell phone company that's run by a Vietnam veteran that shares your values, promotes your values, charges you less. You're not going to sacrifice a thing because they're on the same towers. go to puretalk.com/JesseTV. It's easy. Keep your phone, keep your number. puretalk.com/JesseTV. We'll be back.
The SAVE Act is an abomination. It's Jim Crow 2.0 across the country. We are going to do everything we can to stop it.
Jim Crow 2.0. I was actually just going through a little list here on how many Jim Crow 2.0s there have been. I think we're on Jim Crow like 20.0 at this point in time. Joining me now, wonderful congressman from the state of Tennessee, Tim Burchett. He's also the new chairman of the DOGE committee, which is a very, very good thing. It warms my cold, cold heart. Tim, how many Jim Crows are we on now? I've lost count of it. I mean, segregation's back every other week.
I don't know. I think Schumer's going to cut himself every time he deals one from the race card stack. You know, to me, it's racist that he thinks that a minority person cannot achieve the ability to get an identification, because all we want to do is prove that you're an American citizen to get registered to vote. And then when you do vote, you show an ID. It's a very simple bill. That's all they got. They go to the race card, and eventually, you know, that's where you're seeing minorities leave the Democrat Party in droves. You know, you see some of the strongest members of our conference are people that are of color. You know, my buddy Byron Donald's probably going to be the next governor of Florida. You know, you've got all these guys that are, you know, if it had been 20 or 30 years ago, been a different story, but they're completely our equals, and that's just the way it should be in America. You know, Dr. King said, judge me by the, you know, he's talking about, don't judge me by the color of my skin, but the content of my heart. And I think Chuck Schumer needs to remember that.
It's painfully obvious that they just want to cheat in elections. I mean, we can skip past all the other things. As you pointed out, every black person knows how to get a friggin' ID. Everyone in the country knows how to get a friggin' ID. Everyone has a DMV where they can go wait in line for 3 hours and get an ID. Everyone knows this. So we can skip past all these blatantly obvious lies. Democrats cheat in elections.
If you buy a six-pack of beer, you gotta show a freaking ID.
So, the SAVE Act, I know you wanted it in the legislation that passed. It did not get into the legislation that passed. Can you help us understand why?
Yeah, help you understand why it's not there? Yeah, I mean, yes. I had a nice meeting with President Trump, and I mean, you know, he's the deal maker in chief earlier this week, I guess. Days kind of run together. But he, you know, we just don't have the votes in the Senate. Thune actually is trying to work with us, and he can't come out and say, yeah, we're going to pass this thing. But I think they're working on an avenue to get it there, or get something close to that. And I think that's what we need to start looking at, more the positive, because everybody wants me to beat up on Thune, but he just doesn't have the votes. He does not have the votes. You know, we got a one-person majority in the House right now. We are literally one flu season away from, I had the flu during the break. I was laid out. I mean, I cleaned our stalls in the barn. My wife and I, it takes about an hour usually. It took us over 3 hours because we both having to lay out on a bale of hay. And look, it's the reality of the numbers. And you've got some very liberal Republicans, Rhino, whatever you want to call them, but it's just the reality of where we're at. And we need to move in that direction. And I honestly believe that Leader Thune is working towards that.
Okay, well, no, we always want you to give it to us straight. We love when you do, so we don't need to come on here and punt John Thune around all the time if he's trying to do the right thing. We do have 51 Republicans, allegedly, in the Senate. Is this kind of, and I'm not even actually calling her out because I understand why she is the way she is, is this a Susan Collins has a tough election thing? Is that the kind of thing we're dealing with here?
I think people are just misdirected. I just don't think they get it. I think they do not realize the fact that Donald J. Trump won overwhelmingly across this country. And in the House and the Senate, we won by whatever you want to say, 2 or 3 percentage points, maybe. And the arrogance of elected officials never ceases to amaze me. I tell you, you better start looking at Trump and his numbers, the deal maker in chief, because what he said resonated with this country. These folks are going to hand us a minority, and then all we're going to see is we're going to impeach Trump, we're going to impeach this person, we're going to impeach that, and that's all they're going to do. They're going to stop everything. They'll reverse executive orders. They'll open the borders back. Grown men in dresses will be back in little girls' dressing rooms. And literally, and this is what you'll see. You'll see the savagery of this transgender mutilation surgery on children. You'll see more of the aberration of abortion. And it'll just be unglued. I fear we would lose our country as we know it right now. Because you have kids now coming out of schools that are saying, hey, man, socialism looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's friggin' wonderful. You chose not to vote for the $1.2 trillion spending bill. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, because it had language in there for transgender surgery. It had language in there for abortion. I don't work for anybody in Washington, D.C. I work for the people back in the 2nd District of Tennessee, brother. And I don't care. I catch hell on it up here. You know, Bert, you're not a team player and all this. Well, that team playing's what's got us $40 trillion in debt. It's got our schools in decline and all those things, and Trump's trying to reverse all of that. But if we do not get in line of what's going on and what his message is, and we're losing. You know, the big, beautiful bill, I put a tweet out on it this morning. I don't know, I get these premonitions. I don't call them premonitions, but I just get wake up mad about something. You know, and we allow the left to define that as, you know, tax breaks for billionaires. Well, how many billionaires you know are working at the 33 Diner in Maynardville, Tennessee, back home? You know, these ladies are not going to have to pay taxes on tips now. They're not going to – if you make between $40,000 and $60,000, you're going to see a substantial reduction in your taxes. That is the reality. But we've allowed the left, with no proof whatsoever, to define that bill. And it's a disgrace to Trump, because he laid it out there pretty good for us. And we should have, and we've allowed the narrative to already be switched. It's very tough to get that genie back in the bottle. It's going to take more than Tim Burchett out there messaging it.
What's the Tim Burchett go-to diner breakfast order? I've always been an over easy eggs, hash browns, maybe some bacon, pancake on the side if my wife's not there. Just kind of a very traditional thing. Are you a chicken fried steak? What's the Tim Burchett order?
I'm kind of a health nut, so I stay away from the pancakes. So I have over easy eggs, a little runny, some nice floppy bacon, a little crisp on the edges, maybe some good white toast and some butter, and maybe a side of sausages, and of course grits. I'm a grits guy. But I mix it up. I don't put salt on my grits. I put sugar on my grits for some reason. That's always been my thing since I was a little boy. And, you know, and that's usually my go-to. I go to the Waffle House. You know, it's funny. You got these people at Waffle House. I've been going there for years. I've never had my order mixed up. Never had my order mixed up. But, you know, I've dealt with professionals at other places. And you never can get anything straight. Freaking Waffle House, they need to be, maybe I need to bring them in before the Doge Committee and just have them straighten out a few things in Washington.
Mm-hmm. They're always polite. They always get the order right. I go in there with my sons, smothered and
they
covered.
Call me darling.
I get my waffles. I get, of course they do. Freaking wonderful.
Hey, darling,
what
do you have?
What? Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, just wonderful. Polite every time. What? Why are we still funding the Taliban? I know that's not Waffle House's fault.
Yeah, that's my bill. Because we're crooked. Because I'm convinced there's kickbacks. Elon Musk told me that. I hope I didn't. Did I just lose you? Are you still there?
No, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Because we're crooked. These NGOs, so-called non-government organizations, have like 1,000 of them. Then you add the United Nations. And it's gotten a little more complex, but it's the kickbacks. You saw it in Minnesota. $14 billion are stealing, and nobody's even talking about it because we were like, once again, our messaging stinks, and we've allowed the narrative to be changed. We are still sending 40. I saw Secretary of State yesterday at the White House, and he helped me. And now it's moved through the Senate committee. It's going to the Senate floor. And as soon as Leader Thone brings it to the floor, I suspect, and that would be a good messaging bill for Republicans, because Democrats are opposed to it. They're opposed to it. And I would think that would be an easy sell. Why are Democrats opposed to $40 million a week of your money going to the Taliban? A week. And I'd have a memo on my desk from the State Department. Look, I ain't no fan of the State Department. They need to go. But they even said it's over $5 billion that has gone through these transactions. The State Department says that. So it was a classified memo, and then it got stamped unclassified, and I got my greasy little paws on it. But it's the reality of where we're at. We're giving our money away, and it flows right back to Washington. And I've said, if we want the majority to retain their majority, this country needs to see some crooks in chains, drag their ass out of the Capitol in chains, perp walk them, and throw them in the clink.
Amen. Tim, maybe one day we shall dine at Waffle House together. I appreciate you, sir. Come back soon. All right, it's time to lighten the mood. And don't forget, free book, free booklet. Like, I should start calling it a booklet. My little red book, we're just emailing it out. Thousands of people have already gotten it. They're discovering we didn't try to scam anybody. Just go to jessekelly.com and put in your email address. Don't email me asking for the book. jessekelly.com. Put in your email address. Bleep. It just magically comes to you. I think you will enjoy it. I'm glad you are enjoying it. Now, Army Staff Sergeant Michael Aulis. He's a hero. He shielded a man, a Polish man, and gave his life for that man. This is one of those special moments that you want to make sure you watch. His family got a phone call. Now, nothing can replace the loss of your son. Nothing. But imagine knowing your son died a hero and then getting this phone call from President Trump.
Robert and Linda.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, Mr. President. Hello. How are you?
Well, how are you both? Okay?
We're nervous.
We're very nervous.
I know. You should be, because your son is going to get the highest honor that you can have. There's no higher honor than the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Oh, well,
he's going to get it, and Michael is going to be, he's looking down at you right now. And he's saying, well, my mom and dad are handling this pretty well, right?
Oh, I hope so.
Thank you
so much, President, Mr. President. You have no idea the happiness we have.
Thank you for facilitating this. This is so wonderful of you. We are so thrilled, because we've been working on it for so long and spoke to so many people, but you made it happen.
Yeah. I will see you in the White House soon.
Oh, yes! We're going to the White House! We love you! We're playing for you every day! Yes! Let's do this! MAGA!
That's beautiful.
Yes!
That's
That family deserved a little bit of happiness. And obviously, the hero deserved to be honored. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.